Our vision of the world is our own limit. Our vision of the world is our own limit. Oh, yes. Yes, I can. I can do that. My vision of the world is unlimited. It's like the science fiction writers. It's like the dreamers. It's like those people who wander into the magic of our being, who wander into the magic of life, who wander into what's going on in this world. And when we find out, then we know beautiful things are happening. I'm ready for that new vision. How about you? I'm ready for unlimited expressions of all that is good and beautiful. Yes. I'm ready for unlimited expressions of the possibilities of the science fiction writers, the possibility of the dreamers, the possibility of the poets, the possibilities of everything that can ever be. I'm ready for that. And when I'm ready for it, my vision is open. My imagination is open, my dreaming is open, and I can know all wonderful things. I can know all the magic of the universe, and I can know it, and I can love it, and I can be it, and I can have it every moment of my life, because that's who I am. Our vision of the world is our own limit. Today I reach out into the vision of the unlimited. I'm in the Swiss Alps, and I walk from the house to the barn. I'm high in the Alps, and I'm up in the upper levels, and the mist is strong and very deep and impenetrable. I know where the barn is, and so I walk the path that I can see directly under my feet, and it leads me to the barn. I know that I can get there. I know that in that impenetrable fog, in that impenetrable mist in the sky, that the barn is there. Now, what else do I want to dream is there? Here I sit at my desk in the Hermitage, high in the mountains of Southern California, overlooking the wonderful valleys of Far Valley and all the wonderful forests and trees around, and bushes and the breeze. And as I look out, there's a mist. The mist has settled down on the top of the mountains here. It's a cloud, you might say, but it's settled down, and if you're up in the mist, you cannot see very far. But from here at my desk, I can look out and I can see the valleys. I can see the under the mist. But up in the mist, I have hidden from my view the fact that there are mountains there. Those mountains are still there, whether they're hidden from my view or not. They're still there, whether my vision includes them. So when I can take my vision and reach out in my vision to the more imaginative, more exciting, more dream possibilities, I'm having unlimited experience. For the world is only limited by what my vision, what my imagination, what my dreaming is within myself. When I dream and imagine within myself and know that I can reach out, I know that I can look to the boundless limits of the world and within them circumscribe all of the wonderful imagination that I have. And I can go out and I can reach out into the stars and I can say, how wonderful. And as I reach into the stars and say to myself, how wonderful, I think, isn't that something? Isn't that something that there's no gravity up in the in universe? But there is gravity. Because the planets pull upon one another. The black hole, the black space out there pulls upon the universe around it. And all the light that shines out, it too has energy. It too has power. It too has magic and mystery about it. There's so much in this world that I don't know about. And so if I want a dream, into my consciousness and my imagination come all sorts of wonderful thoughts, ideas that say to me, hey, this is exciting. This is magical. This is beautiful. And as these thoughts are speaking to me, I say, but that's rather impossible. That's improbable. That doesn't seem like it could possibly be. And yet, there it is. There it is, shining forth in the light of my day. I have the opportunity to be unlimited. I have the opportunity to know that the divine in me is unlimited. I have the opportunity to know that whatever dreams I dream, those dreams are a reality, and they're perking forth in my awareness, in my imagination, in my consciousness, saying, come on, come on, come on, dream them. And so I start to dream them. I start to think them, and I start to wonder, oh, yes, oh, yes. Cars that float in the air. We don't consider airplanes very unusual anymore. And we know that there are cars that have air activity within it that forces the air down and causes the car to lift and move along the ground, over the ground and over the water and over the marsh and over the ocean, you might say. They can do it. But we say, oh, that's wonderful, but it's exciting. Yes, it's exciting. And all of life is exciting when we dream. All of life is exciting when we take our imagination and we run with it into all the possibilities that divine order would reveal to us. It doesn't have to be something that somebody else has already done. It doesn't have to be something that somebody else has ever thought about or imagined. It's just us moving our consciousness into the ideal area of all that is beautiful and good. I'm ready for that, are you? I'm ready to let my vision of the world know no bounds, be unlimited. I'm ready to let the vision of my world reach out past the stars, past the universes that we can guess about that it's out there, and into all the imagination for truly everything that has the possibility of being or the impossibility of being exists. And only as I think about it, as I let my vision include the possibility, does the possibility mean something to me. I can do that today. I can reach out today and claim my imagination as my reality. I can claim the vision of the world as the unlimited aspects of my thinking. And as I do that, I have more fun. I have more delight. I have more excitement. I have more imagination soaring through my consciousness than I ever could have imagined. For my vision of the world is whatever limits the world. And when my vision of the world is broad and vast and wonderful, then all that is broad and vast and wonderful flows forth into my awareness, into my vision of my world. And that's who I am. That's who I am. I am whatever my vision is of the world, whatever my imagination is, whatever my dreams are. That's who I am. And I go into that dream, that vision, that imagination now, and know that that's my reality. Ho, ho, that's my reality. That's my imagination. And that's all that I am. And how wonderful that is. How grand that is and how beautiful that is. But it's only because I imagined it. Join me today in imagining all the wonderful things that your mind and my mind want to shine forth. And then watch how they ring forth in the universe as something beautiful and good and everlasting. And know that it's true right now. and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.